WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. is disputing an assertion that U.S. sanctions in any way contributed to the helicopter crash that killed Iran's president, foreign minister, and other officials. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is acknowledging the death for the Iranian people.
This was a man who had a lot of blood on his hands. That said, as we in any other case, we certainly regret in general the loss of life.
A U.S. congressional delegation met with the governor of Turks and Caicos, the British Caribbean territory, about the five Americans charged with possession of ammunition found in their luggage, the meet not expected to change anything. Just in time for the Memorial Day holiday, lower gas prices. The government reports its national average price for regular unleaded dropped 2.5 cents in the past week, now $3.58 a gallon. This is ABC News. If it's on the internet, it lives forever, right? Maybe not, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
38% of web pages that existed in 2013 were no longer accessible as of 2023. That's according to new data from Pew Research, which also found that nearly a quarter of all news articles on the internet contain at least one link that doesn't go anywhere. 21% of U.S. government websites contain at least one dead link. More than half of Wikipedia entries contain one. Broken links are generally caused by changes to the site's host server and are often indicated by a 404 error message. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
In the artificial intelligence arena, after resigning as head of OpenAI's super alignment team, Jan Laiki took to social media to say that product safety has taken a backseat to shiny products. He said he's been disagreeing with company leadership about its core priorities for some time. Chief exec Sam Altman said the company has a lot more to do and is committed to doing it. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Matt Maher on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Maher on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The power's coming back on in southeast Wisconsin after a round of severe weather. We Energies reported about 4,000 homes and businesses without power during the worst of it this morning. Storms are forecast to possibly be even worse in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois on Tuesday. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year. No question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WISP Politics luncheon last week that lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps, no matter who wins. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The one that got away from the Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing in 10 innings tonight against the Marlins. The final 3-2. Brewers had the game locked up 2-1. Bottom of the ninth, and the Marlins able to tie it up. Milwaukee unable to score in the top of the 10th, and the Brewers ran out of relief pitchers. Starter Joe Ross went down in the first inning with a back strain. Manager Pat Murphy had to go through a half dozen other pitchers just to get to the end of the night. So with the loss, the crew now 1-3 on this road trip so far. Their longest road trip of the year, 9 games over the course of 10 days. They'll play again tomorrow. NFL, legendary center for the then Oakland Raiders, Jim Otto, has passed away. Otto, born in Wausau, Wisconsin, played at Wausau High, a standout player there, a scholarship at the University of Miami, and a stalwart of the Oakland Raiders under head coach Al Davis. Jim Otto, wearing the number 00, tough football player, rarely missed a game. Jim Otto was 86 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and some showers and storms developing overnight. Some locally heavy rainfall a possibility. Lows in the lower 60s. On Tuesday, showers and more thunderstorms. Some severe weather and heavy rainfall. High temperatures warming to the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 10:33, the award-winning Civic Media's own Terry Barr. 11 o'clock hour, we learn all about the Honor Flight and how you can get involved. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Let's take a quick look at the state of play of the presidential election, Trump versus Biden here. Robert Reich, in his Substack newsletter this morning, writing, the mystery is why Americans have more positive views of Donald Trump's policies than they do of Joe Biden's. The New York Times Siena poll of 7 swing states showed Biden losing to Trump because of the economy. The FT Michigan Ross survey, the Financial Times survey, found voters trust Trump more on the economy, 43%, than Biden, 35%. So what is the state of the economy right now? Well, here Robert Reich lays out the facts. He says, under Trump, the economy lost 2.9 million jobs. Under Biden, it has gained 15 million so far. Under Trump, the unemployment rate rose by 1.6 percentage points to 6.3%. Under Biden, unemployment has remained under 4% for the longest stretch in over 50 years. He writes, in 2016, the U.S. goods trade deficit with China was near $350 billion. In the first 3 years of the Trump administration, this is before COVID, it got worse, averaging $379 billion a year. Under Biden, America's trade deficit with China has improved dramatically, falling by $103 billion, or 27%, to $279 billion, the lowest bilateral trade deficit in goods since 2010. Under Biden, the stock market has soared. On Friday, the Dow broke 40,000 for the first time in history. The annualized return now of the stock market is higher than it ever was under Trump. Under Trump, our national debt rose from $19 trillion when he came into office to $27 trillion when he left office. That's an increase of 39%, more than any other four-year presidential term. And this was because of Trump's mind-boggling tax cut. The Bush and Trump tax cuts have added $10 trillion to our deficit. And they're responsible for 57% of the increase in the debt ratio since 2001. Under Biden, the national debt has grown at a far slower pace. Under Trump, the number of Americans lacking health insurance rose by 3 million. Under Biden, it's been just the opposite. Enrollment in Obamacare has surged from 12 million in 2021 to 21.3 million, almost doubled. The actual price of goods and services today is lower than it was 4 years ago under Trump, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. Now, that doesn't mean prices have gone down. It means incomes have gone up. So, you know, your buying power relative to the cost of goods is actually, you have more buying power than you did then. Biden is making the biggest investment in infrastructure in 60 years. Trump talked about infrastructure every week, but never did a thing about it. Spending on new factories has almost tripled in the past 3 years as companies are rushing to locate in the U.S. market. Construction employment in April hit an all-time high of 8.2 million workers. The CHIPS Act is creating huge numbers of jobs. So why isn't any of this getting through? Well, Robert Reich is kind of scratching his head on this, and he says, The media lives off conflict, and Trump is nothing but conflict. He bloviates, lies, exaggerates, takes credit, avoids blame, belittles and excoriates his opponents, so he gets a lot of airtime. Meanwhile, Biden, writes, Biden does the hard work of getting stuff done. But editors and publishers don't find this particularly exciting. Biden doesn't lash out. He doesn't ridicule his opponents or call them names. He doesn't intentionally lie. He doesn't exaggerate his successes or minimize challenges ahead. So few people know what Biden has done or what he's accomplished. And we saw this over the weekend in two speeches, one given by Biden at Morehouse College and one given by Donald Trump at the National Rifle Association. And, you know, first off, to go to a college right now where there's all this ferment on college campuses about Gaza was a very brave thing for Biden to do. And he took on that issue. Nobody expected him to, but he took on the issue of Gaza and said basically he disagrees with Netanyahu. And he's trying to bring about a two-state solution. He's trying to do the right thing. The media pitches every Biden speech as if it's some giant make-or-break thing. This is going to destroy or make his presidency. Well, Trump goes to the NRA and gives this long, rambling, you know, filled with racism and rants about voter suppression. And, I mean, it's just, Trump claimed that, quote, there's been no president since Abraham Lincoln, perhaps in a certain way, including Abraham Lincoln, that has done more for the black individual in this country than Donald J. Trump. Not even close, Trump says to an all-white NRA audience, or a largely white audience. I don't know. I didn't sample them, but I can tell you, I've been to NRA conventions. He compared himself to Al Capone. Can you imagine if Joe Biden compared himself to a notorious criminal? He threatened to defund any school that included a vaccine mandate, which, by the way, is all of them. Trump mused about whether his election in 2025 would be his second or his third term. Yeah, so much for that pesky constitutional amendment. He interrupted his speech to describe his struggles to flout a fly that was brutally attacking him. I hate flies, says Trump. He described the overturning of Roe v. Wade as an amazing thing. He nearly pushed over the lectern saying, this is the worst platform. Who built this? Who put this stage up? This friggin' place is falling down. And the last portion of his speech was delivered over background QAnon music. Now, I realize he paused for about 30 seconds as the music was coming up. And people are going, oh my God, he glitched just like McConnell. He didn't glitch just like McConnell. Watch the video. He was just standing there waiting for the music to come up, you know, and he just wanted the music to have it. I mean, it's QAnon music, right? He's calling out to his peeps. Hey, all you conspiracy nuts out there who think that America is actually a corporation operating under maritime law, and if your birth certificate is in all caps, you're somehow immune from having to pay taxes or something like that. And, you know, John Kennedy Jr. is going to return to Earth and save us all. And, I mean, it's just crazy, crazy stuff. Meanwhile, the Federal Election Commission, now this is the watchdog agency for bad behavior in elections, which should be a big deal, right? Like in Canada, you've got a 6-week period, and most European countries, it's typically 6 weeks, is the only period of time when a candidate can actually campaign. Here in the United States, there's no limit. And so you would think that you would want at least the oversight body to have the ability to do oversight. But because the board is 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats, they can veto each other on anything. And the Republicans on this board are constantly vetoing every effort by Democrats to point out, you know, for example, we've discovered that there were literally thousands of donors to the Trump campaign who gave more than is legally allowed. So the Democrats filed a complaint. Federal Election Commission says, yeah, we can't do anything about it. The Republicans won't let us. But all 3 Republican members of the FEC last Thursday voted for a new rule change that would have made it really, really easy for right-wing billionaires to give money to Republican politicians and never have any record of it anywhere. I mean, they're trying to make the situation worse. Now, fortunately, there were 3 Democrats who could block that. But, I mean, this is what they're all about. This Sludge reported this week, the proposal would supercharge the flow of so-called dark money in political campaigns It was proposed by Alan Dickerson, who is a Trump appointee to the Federal Election Commission. Before that, he, quote, previously worked at an anti-campaign finance regulation organization funded by conservative.
Needs a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon.
The Todd Alba Show.
Participating restaurants.
prices may vary. Tax extra.
Come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation.
As you step into the world beyond high school, embrace new opportunities. Pursue your passions with fervor. And never forget the values instilled in you during your time here at Waseca Steuben High School. The world is yours to explore and conquer. Congratulations from
Cardinal Blasi. The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where
Pappy's Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mishenko retailer. Pappy's Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappy's team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappy's Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday 9 to 5.
Mark your calendars for the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Experience the excitement with special introductions kicking off at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights at 11:30 on Sunday morning. Be sure to catch the annual rodeo parade Saturday at 10:30 in Richland Center. With three performances over 3 days, you'll witness the skills of the top high school athletes in the state. Don't miss out on the action-packed weekend at Richland Center Rodeo Weekend, June 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th.
Number two,
don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
Number three, it's cooked, so which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Diamond Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready to go at its mealtime. It's shelf stable, dry to the touch. You don't need to squeeze it from a wreck.
We ain't got
plus,
much.
Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's good for
where
your
dog, Nature's
Blend
from.
Is freeze-dried raw. Meaning it has
we
an optimum amount of nutrients
hard.
Your dog needs for their healthy habits and the flavor texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% on Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Ranch and a best-selling new flavor dog foods. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom to get yours. Or text Tom to
Bottom temperature water will just freeze over the river approximately 11 to 16 minutes. And then analyze the water for the presence of microplastics and heavy metals. The largest plastics are made of heavy metals. And I was quoted from the study. What they found was that the deterioration of plastic lining in these ponds, along with chloride, sulfur, and moisture in the water, was in the river pumps. These fluorescence microscopes, a microscope. They identified and quantified the microplastic particles leaching into the liquid, which amounted to approximately 25,000 micron-sized microplastic particles per 100-milliliter cup after 15 minutes. That's your basic small cup. If you were to drink three hot drinks a day in disposable cups of time for coffee and tea, you'd ingest 75,000 micron-sized microplastics, along with ions and heavy metals, which in the long term can expose you to potential risks like infertility and cancer. And this is now the second study on this. The first study was published in April of 22. It was published in the Science of the Total Environment Journal, a peer-reviewed journal. It was titled Disposable Plastic Materials Release Microplastics and Harmful Substances in Hot Water. And they showed that millions of submicron and microparticles are produced from hot water soaking into plastic packaging, paper cups, transparent boxes, expendable boxes, and those little trays that you get your frozen food in and stick in the microwave. When you microwave your frozen food, boom, you are liberating millions or thousands anyway of particles of microplastics in the earth. How do you avoid this stuff? Buy fresh fruit and vegetables at the store. Cook them in a metal pan, serve them on a porcelain plate. Eat them with a fork or a spoon, and there's no microplastic anywhere in the chain. It keeps coming back to that. You know, we were talking Friday, I think it was, about the association between obesity and cancer, and then the larger association between obesity, cancer, and ultra-processed foods. And who knows? I mean, we know that ultra-processed foods dramatically increase your risk of cancer. We don't know for sure exactly why. Maybe it's because they're laced with microplastics. Who knows? But the simple solution, get some broccoli and steam it up. Put some butter on it, or some margarine on it. Or even butter, actually, is what I love. Put olive oil on it. Shifts its internal systems. I'm sounding like an evangelist, so I'll stop right now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. On the other side of this break, picking up your final statements.
I've never been the kind of guy.
They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering them free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. Tom so get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer think. Foundation. Remember, children they make will come me pick laugh. It up for free and my give you a tax donation makes me want to treat a lady right like daddy always has. You make me want to buy a rose. You make me want to shine my shoes, baby. You make me want to dance better than I do. You make me want to be a man.
Services drinking.
Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is acknowledging the death for the Iranian people.
This was a man who had a loss of blood on his ground. That said, as we near, we certainly regret in general the loss of life.
The U.S. congressional delegation met with the governor of Turks and Caicos, the British Caribbean territory, about the five Americans charged with possession of ammunition found in their luggage. The need not expected to change anything. Just in time for the Memorial Day holiday, lower gas prices. The government reports its national average price for regular unleaded dropped 2.5 cents in the past week, now $3.58 a gallon. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. Frank Perry, no. Wisconsin TV, no. Wisconsin Republicans are expressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. Lieutenant candidate Eric Huffman.
We the people.
Travis, Republican National Committee.
The men of yesteryear had the great foresight to pen the Bill of Rights. They worked on day and night. They gave to us our Constitution. We hope to keep it right. Side by side, we fought for freedom, black and brown and white.
That's what you need to know. I'm Gary Bell, and this is Civic Media.
Conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. If I have one opinion on Hollywood, it is that it needs more Jesse Plemons. The actor will star opposite Emma Stone and Yorgos Lanthimos's new film, Begonia. Signed by the script, which has been purchased by Focus Features and Universal. Lanthimos's last film, Four Things, was nominated for Best Picture and won Stone the Best Actress on Screen. Plemons can be seen in this summer's Civil War. A release for the film is down the road, and cameras will start rolling in July. What's the best way to sell tequila? Take off your pants and sleep for a at least if your last name is McConaughey. Matthew and Camilla McConaughey have created a series of ads where they perform various pantless activities, hoping it will help sell their organic self-made tequila, pantaloons. Pantaloons in Spanish means pants or the less sexy trousers. McConaughey says the point of the ads is to not take life too seriously. For what it's worth, if you ever get caught without pants, tequila, not a bad excuse. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Mitch Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, increasing clouds and some showers and storms developing overnight. Some locally heavy rainfall possibility. Lows are the lower 60s. On Tuesday, showers and more thunderstorms, some severe weather and heavy rainfall. High temperatures warming to the lower 80s. Right now, it's 61.
The Todd Alma Show.
Do your job and work together.
Prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Cosby, one of your the news because of the news quiz?
Yes. I'm really the first person to pick.
Yes. You picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring it back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing it back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, my guests are Civic Media's Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, and producer John Davies. Join me for part two of our interview from last week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
And a flavor and texture that's fine irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique, and those results can and will vary message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour. Let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind today. Mark in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Mark, what's up?
She's too good to be true. She blows my mind. She's still the one who thrills me time after time. It's unbelievable. The way she moves me. She's so easy to love. So tender to hold. She touches me like no one I've ever known. The way she moves me. She's too good to be true.
I will not respect the Supreme Court until they get their ducks in a row. Other presidents have done it. This country is not going to make it if we don't change now. I used to be optimistic, but I am not anymore. The media is especially and the older people our age, and even younger, the military, police, they used to slow down to support and defend the Constitution. And then what they do, they support Trump. And they run around saying,
when she says, how happy she's been. That old familiar feeling comes over me again. Count my blessings. How lucky I am. She's too good to be true. She blows my mind.
She's too good to thrills
me time after time. She's so easy to love, so tender to hold. She touches me like no one I've ever known. The way she moves me, she's too good to be true.
It applies to Section 8, gives the applicability, and if any justice, judge, or magistrate of the U.S. shall disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might be reasonably questioned. And then
yes, it's true, I love the ladies. I can't deny the feeling when the Lord put down in my bones. I've got a wandering eyes. Oh, but don't you worry, baby. My heart always stays here at home. Well, I saw you look at me when you saw me look at her. And there was no denying what went through your mind. Oh, but there's no need to be. I'm just looking, girl, not looking to find. I got a wandering eye. Yes, it's true, I love the ladies. I can't deny the feeling the Lord put down in my bones. I've got a wandering eye. But don't you worry.
stays in your home.
Just fine.
Thank you. Very, you do. You are wonderful, intelligent, gorgeous, and I have the honor to say everybody. I'm not going to go into a great story that you guys find. You are a civil war. The man did say that in the beginning. I'll call it an intellectual civil war.
I've got a wonder in
eyes. I'm going to climb in here.
Yes, it's true. I love the ladies.
Out of the way first.
I can't deny. I the good Lord put down in my bones. I've got a wandering eyes, but don't you worry, baby. My heart always stays here at home.
I hope I'm wrong. We can't go on like this.
And then whoever hangs the jury is
should know by now, darling, when I took those vows.
But you know something? I don't want to interrupt.
Preacher told me to say, it seems someone natural when I see a pretty girl to turn my head and look the other way. I've got a wandering eyes. Yes, it's true. I love the ladies. I can't deny the feeling the good Lord put down in my bones.
I'm pretty sure pretty much everybody who was there was an engineer of some kind. But in addition to being an amateur radio operator. And, you know, one of those guys shows up wearing a Trump hat. And it's like, I know this guy's not stupid. He's a very nice guy. I know it. And when he watches Fox News all day long, and he believes this. He's retired. And he believes this stuff. And that's, the TV shows super bowl then listen to me by right-wing billionaires and by foreign oligarchs. Hello, I'm talking kitchen. Well, you know, you can call it whatever you want, and I don't disagree with that characterization, but I think the point is that as long as the media keeps and particularly, you know, the number one evil channel in America, Fox News, keeps promoting fascism and fascist candidates and politicians. Well, I, you know, Joe Biden has moved in that direction in a way that makes me so unwilling to go. Gary, I got a lot of thank you for that. Gloria, California. Hey, Gloria, what's up?
Across
is
the
that
stage,
a timer?
Know that your community is proud of you and believes
really
in your ability.
That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song.
Congratulations
with that.
From
you'll get 50%
Industry, Burnham Lumber,
it's
TV
live
Cleanup,
in the lair.
Bell,
grab
and
the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Pro retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Attention Earl farmers Ingram. And folks in
Susan
New Quality Supplies.
Kenosha, good morning
Engine
to you,
Creek
Susan.
Farm
you
Store
say what?
Has got
I've
you covered. Located at 11678 Cuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin. Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
On the app.
Here's a fun
Join
fact
us
for, you.
For breakfast on the farm. It's the 40th annual Iowa directions. County Dairy Breakfast. On the other Saturday, hand, June 1st, from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m.
Unless you're a chameleon.
This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Level Acres Dairy, LLC, the Putz family. Come enjoy a full meal
Visit
of pancakes,
stop texts,
eggs,
stop
sausage, yogurt,
org.
Applesauce,
a message
and
brought
cheese.
To you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Live entertainment. Kids' activities and a petting zoo.
Live on
Milking
air.
Will be live streamed to watch all morning. Adults just $10, children
Spotify,
5 to 10, $5,
Apple,
and kids 4 and under are free. Look for signs posted along the road. Plenty of on-site
Up North
parking.
News Radio with Pat
Follow
Kreitlow,
the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast on Facebook as well.
About the state's latest
we hope
headlines
to see you there Saturday, June 1st for the 40th annual Iowa County
Civic
Dairy
Media
Breakfast
Radio Station
at Level Acres Dairy, LLC.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car
help
insurance, and we're here to help.
To
chances are you may be
station,
eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you.
Pacifica,
discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good
Thanks
Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Larry in Santa Monica. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It should be up to
I've never been here before.
Probably what Biden is saying is, don't pick on Democratic countries, just pick on the bad guys. But hey, Democratic
when
countries
are awesome. Terrible things. Was born, it was a
I disagree with Biden on this. I think, the arrest warrant's the appropriate thing, but maybe Biden knows something I don't. I mean, maybe he's concerned that it'll further inflame the situation.
I was a proud papa in the
U.S. base when we're trying to get rid of him. I just don't know, so I'm not going to judge Biden on that. I'm just going to say that I think the U.S. wants to move but I got to move on.
It was a happy day.
Medicare, all of those types of things.
Little Bobby, his first home run, he was in the middle of the
fascist policy, but you're absolutely right. Trump is not only a fascist, he's also a Republican, which means he wants to hand Social Security off to the big banks.
And Mama, she was smiling, saying he's a chip off of the old block. But I was on a road somewhere between Memphis and Little Rock.
Yeah, you're right. And
it was a happy day. But kind of sad.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been there.
We're proud of the two good kids we raised.
And it's hard to believe we're celebrating our 25th year today.
This party's nice, but the kids aren't here.
At least they call the same. Congratulations, Mom and Dad.
Check too. Wow, bummer. Thank you very much. So sorry to hear that. There need to be standards, frankly. If we're going to have an educated populace, I mean, this is our intellectual infrastructure. It's what holds our country together. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
My experience
just yesterday,
healthy heart juice,
party too hard, slept too late, poured water on the frosted flakes,
also
at Catmill Stone Sour, with a pounding head, he works all day long, when he gets off, he don't go home, puts on a little glove box cologne, and heads off to happy hour, and that's a man.
Without a woman,
lonely and lost, no use at all. A boat without an ocean, talk about something that ain't much good for nothing. That's a man. Without a woman.
This is News from the Center.
Wakes up at 36. Got a house.
Todd Alba.
Everybody join us next time as our friend and colleague Luke Mathers joins us for a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show.
Weekdays noon till 2.
They're late for school and they're cold.
Podcast Show.
Same age and the kids are stressed. There's toys out in the yard.
A boat without a
ocean. The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete civic media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Next to
this is New Rock Center, 1450 WRCE and 107.7 FM, W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media.